Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, clouds giving way to sunshine, we're hoping, and we'll have a high of about 78. Right now in Kenosha, 69 degrees, 73 in Burlington, 71 Milwaukee. It's 70 at this hour in Racine. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department indicates that a train struck a pedestrian along some tracks near Highway JF and about 110th Street in Trevor around midnight. The victim alive for Flight for Life to be called. The helicopter landing at a Salem fire station for pickup and transport to Frederick Hospital. The initial reports from the scene suggesting the victim was a young male who suffered multiple injuries, including several broken bones, discovered by first responders near a building. The investigation of that incident lasting most of the early morning. No other details at this point. In Mount Pleasant, the village board last night approved the hiring of a project director to oversee the anticipated development that will be coming into the village, either in the form of the Foxconn facility itself or some other related business. Former Burlington Mayor Claude Lois, who was a candidate for village administrator, is going to be paid $20,000 a month for the next year unless he or the village opts out of the contract. When it appeared that the board would be splitting 3-3 on that decision, Special Counsel Alan Markovitz chimed in that the village is in the eye of the storm and that hiring a project director would show that the village is in the best position to get the Foxconn development.
If they say they want to come here, there is 1,000 different things that are going to need to be done. I'm not really exaggerating. There's a whole long process that this village needs to go through publicly in order to enable the project to be done. But in order to reach the point where the project is potentially there, if all the other pieces fall into place, we need the team moving forward.
Trustee Gary Feast felt the village needs to hire the full-time administrator first. He complained the proper process to hire the project director was not being followed, after first indicating that he could not support the project director, as he has said in the past, at this time on other issues. Trustee Kenda Twaska, well, he changed his mind.
I've been back and forth on this, as we all have, is the pros and cons. And I listen to the pros and I listen to the cons, but the pros keep leaning. I mean, this is something way out of my expertise, so I do count on the people that we pay and we count on and that we respect. So I said, I'm very possibly going to be swinging back, too.
Final vote, 4-2, Trustees Feast and Hansen against. Then after the meeting, the board had another closed session, ran about 90 minutes. Again, the agenda item listed as a development project in the village. 5 p.m. today, the deadline to file qualifying paperwork for the special election for mayor in the city of Racine to formally replace John Dickert and interim mayor Dennis Weiser. Common Council approved October 17th as the date for the general election, the primary September 19th. There are 7 technically unofficial candidates at this point: Wally Rendon, Sally Widener, Melvin Hargrove, Corey Mason, Justin Wheeler, Austin Rodriguez, Fabi Maldonado. The nominating paperwork will have to be reviewed by the city clerk's office to certify the official number of candidates. Person elected the 17th will take office November 7th, serve out the rest of Dickert's term until April 2019. In Summers, the village board's going to consider some plans to upgrade the fire rescue personnel to paramedic status. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Fire Chief Carson Wilkinson tells WRJN News that the village's paramedics operate at what's known as an I-12 status, a step below paramedic. However, the state no longer grants licenses at that level. Wilkinson says Gateway Technical College has agreed to give Summers personnel advanced standing in its paramedic program, allowing those licensed at the I-12 level to finish their training in less time and with less expense. The chief has also negotiated a memorandum of understanding with the Firefighters Union to allow full-time staff to attend training without paying them overtime. It will also require all new full-time staff hired by the village to be qualified firefighter paramedics. No existing full-time staff members will be required to become paramedics under the agreement. Summers currently has 1 full-time and 5 part-time qualified firefighter paramedics. If the plan is approved by the board, 2 full-time staff members will start the program in a short time. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The drowning of a 4-year-old boy in Browns Lake late yesterday afternoon being listed as a tragic accident by the Racine County Sheriff's Department. Deputies called out to Fisher Park before 5:30 to search for a lost boy in the park with a caregiver and several other children, including a brother and sister. Town of Burlington fire rescue personnel and the sheriff's dive team also dispatched. The boy was spotted under the water near a pier by a citizen who then called for deputies. Dive team members pulling the youngster out of the water, transported to Aurora Memorial Hospital in Burlington. but did not survive. And it was one driver killed and two others taken to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life from that Kenosha County crash we told you about yesterday morning in the 7400 block of Highway S in Summers. An eastbound SUV went over the center line into the westbound lanes for unknown reasons, sideswiped one car whose driver swerved to try to avoid the collision and ended up off the road. A second westbound car was then struck head-on, the driver pronounced dead at the scene. Names and circumstances of what occurred still being investigated. S.C. Johnson and its chief executive officer Fisk Johnson donating $500,000 to UW Parkside in support of science education. It is the largest single gift to the College of Natural and Health Sciences at Parkside, and in recognition of that, Parkside's Chancellor Debbie Ford and her leadership cabinet have approved naming the new science learning space in Greenquist Hall the S.C. Johnson Integrated Science Lab. Johnson in a news release indicates the high-quality lab space, quote, will enhance educational experiences for local students and provide them with a collaborative environment. Dr. Ford calling the gift transformational for Parkside, the investment to support the establishment of industry-quality instrumentation in that lab. Racine Unified School Board directed administration recently to create a better process of securing input from district employees regarding the handbook and potential changes. The response from the almost 3,200 employees reported to be minimal. Superintendent Lolly Hawes telling board members last night each employee got a postcard recently with online information about the handbook and ways to share their thoughts, from which she said they got 136 responses.
There was a link on the postcard that they could use, or that let them know that on Monday last week they would get an email with an attachment of the proposed handbook and a template where they could section by section by section by section of the handbook provide input. That was opened last Monday, August 14th, and closed today at 5 o'clock.
She noted about 30 of the 136 had indicated they wanted their union to speak for them.
That leaves about 100 discrete responses. So now that it's closed at 5 o'clock, we'll be working to review what that input was and what we might want to do with that and what we can take and consider.
A meeting started last week, according to Dr. Hawes, with over a dozen employee officials, and it will continue tomorrow. City of Racine as part of the process on the Machinery Row project under former developer Roddy Blackwell hired a specialty firm called Terra Venture Advisors for $25,000 on relocation claims for two addresses, 526 and 615 Marquette Streets. Now the Finance and Personnel Committee supports their continued work on more claims by owners and tenants at a price tag of up to $150,000.
The reason why we're sticking with them is because the claimants at 526 overlaps with one of the other buildings within the Machinery Row complex that would fall under this subsection. So TerraVenture has the experience. They've already jumped into the project. They're getting to know the buildings real well. They're getting to know the tenants and what was going on there. So because they had worked with us under the older contract, the $25,000 contract, we're asking that we have approval to hire them for the remainder of the buildings.
Deputy City Attorney Nicole Larson said at this point it's difficult to say just how many claimants we might have. U.S. Small Business Administration representatives available today through August the 31st to help with loan applications for folks and business owners in Kenosha County affected by flooding last month. Though Governor Walker's disaster declaration also covers Racine County, specifically Burlington. It's a disaster outreach center in the Kenosha County Center on 75th Street in Bristol. Weekday hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Center will close at 3 p.m. on the 31st. The deadline to submit SBA loan applications for property damage, October the 17th. And House Speaker Paul Ryan's town hall meeting on CNN last night from the Racine Theater Guild got delayed by the president's address. But also afterward, there were a lot of questions and answers, including Racine County Medical Examiner Mike Payne asking about a bill to subsidize mass production of the anti-overdose drug Narcan, to which the congressman said he'd like to take a look at it, though he noted Congress did pass what he called the most comprehensive opioid legislation.
In fact, the legislature had convened a special session based upon the bill we passed in Congress into law in December so that they could execute this new attack on opioid addiction. So this runs the gamut all around. I have close friends at home who've lost their kids to opioid addiction. This is a serious emergency and epidemic, and it's about gateway drugs, it's about heroin, it's a multifaceted issue, so I'd be happy to take a look.
Kenosha Rabbi Dina Feingold asked about holding the president accountable with a censure resolution because, in her words, his words and executive actions either implicitly or explicitly condone, if not champion, racism and xenophobia. The congressman said no, he would not support it. The event drawing plenty of protesters. They all had different agendas. They were kept on the fringe outside the venue. Democratic candidate Randy Brice got a paid message in with challenges to Speaker Ryan during one of the breaks on that CNN show. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. That is where we keep our newscasts in podcast form. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.